Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 56. Be happy to have a humble place. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. God looks at what a person is, not at what he is reputed to be. What he is demonstrates the measure of the power and wisdom of God that is in him. God does not set any store upon official position. It is not position that gives authority, but authority that gives the real position. Many a humble, poor man on earth, with never an official title to his name, has occupied a position really higher and of greater authority than that of all the kings of the earth. Authority is the unfettered presence of God in the soul. The brethren in Jerusalem showed the connection with God in that they perceived the grace that was given to Paul. Those who are moved by the Spirit of God will always be quick to perceive the workings of the Spirit in others. The surest evidence that one knows nothing personally of the Spirit is that he cannot recognize his working. Some have said they cannot see how one can acknowledge himself to be wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and not know it, and at the same time be rejoicing in the Lord. I would like to know how one is going to rejoice in the Lord when he thinks he is all right himself. But when one knows that he is what the Lord says he is and acknowledges that, and then finds that the Lord is so good that he will take him just as he is and fit him to stand in the presence of God through all eternity, then he has something to rejoice for. He can't do anything else. The Lord does not save us because we are so good, but because he is so good. And the blessedness of it is that he will bless us so much when we are so bad. And the rejoicing is that he saves us and makes us to reflect his own image, as bad as we are.